From Sharia law to Vatican law, David Willey joins us now, BBC Vatican correspondent. The Pope made some interesting comments in an interview with a German journalist who spoke about whether the use of condoms is appropriate and whether previous comments by Pope Benedict about condoms' role or birth control's role in the AIDS crisis were appropriate. The Pope has expanded his comments and set them into some context. David Willey, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it isn't the Pope who's expanded the comments. It's Father Lombardi, the official spokesman, who was speaking to reporters at the book launch. He said, incidentally, that the Pope had personally approved the text of this book, which is made up of a series of 6 one-hour interviews.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. David,
sorry.
David, there, go ahead.
Hear me. Sorry. It's made up of 6 one-hour interviews he gave to this German journalist last summer. Father Lombardi broadened the scope of the Pope's comments on condom use because there's been a bit of misunderstanding between the English version of the book and the German and the Italian version of the book as to whether the Pope was referring only to male prostitutes, which is in the English text, or female prostitutes as well, which is in the Italian text. Well, Father Lombardi said that what the Pope meant to say was that it doesn't really matter whether you're a man or a woman or a transsexual. The important thing is that in order to combat AIDS, you must take into consideration the life of the partner with whom you're having sex.
Right. So establishing the principle that reducing the risk of infection is something that the church supports, whatever mode might be used to do that. Is that fair characterization?
Absolutely.
All right, but here's what I don't understand, and we have limited amount of time, David, and because you're one of the best people in the world on this, how do you have a conversation with the Pope about male prostitutes and female prostitutes and transsexuals? I don't even understand how that comes up.
This is the fascinating thing. According to Father Lombardi, Pope Benedict wanted to use colloquial language that everyone can understand. And he said, quote, even at the risk of being misunderstood. And I mean, this new book of interviews really does mark a radical departure in how Pope speak. Never before in my experience has a Pope talked openly about somebody jumping, I quote now again from the book, jumping into bed with a random acquaintance. In this case, he was replying to a question from the journalist about the Hollywood film star Raquel Welch, who now takes the view that the contraceptive pill, introduced now 50 years ago, led to sex without responsibility. So, in other words, the Pope is shows that he is able to talk in the way that ordinary people understand and wants to try to communicate his own personal feelings on this very delicate subject in a way in which ordinary people and particularly ordinary Catholics can understand.
And signaling, and this is also so fascinating, and unfortunately we have to go in like 30 seconds, but signaling that the Church sees the world as it is, not purely from a kind of doctrinal standpoint.
The Pope emerges in this book as an intensely human person who sometimes, he admits, makes mistakes and who also rather sadly says he feels his powers are diminishing. He's 83 years old.
Amazing. Well, a very human portrait of Pope Benedict. David Willey, BBC Vatican correspondent, reporting from the Vatican. Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.